Today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Hei. Yesterday we finished the 12th parak of Maseches Menachos, and now we begin the 13th and final parak of Maseches Menachos. We finish in about a week from now, Mirza Hashem. The beginning of the 13th parak. So says the Mishnah, Harei Alai Yisaron. If a person says, I hereby accept to bring an Yisaron, so Yavi Echad, so he brings one Karban Mincha, because a Karban Mincha, one Yisaron is one Karban Mincha. However, if he says Esronos, I hereby accept that I'm going to bring multiple Yisarons. I'm sorry, today's learning is dedicated to Zeich and Nishmas Yetabas Avraham. So again, Harei Alai Yisaron, if a person says, I'm going to bring one Yisaron, Yavi Echad, he brings one. Esronos, if he says, I'm going to bring multiple Esronos, multiple Karbanos Mincha, Yavishnayim, let him bring two Karbanos Mincha. Pirashti Ven Yodea Ma Pirashti, but if he says that I know I said I'm going to bring a certain amount, but I don't know what I said, so Yavishishim Yisaron, and then he has to bring Shishim Yisaron, because if he said he has to bring a certain amount of Esronos, but we don't know how many Esronos, so 60 should cover it, because the maximum amount of Esronos of flour that you could possibly bring is 60. That's the Gemara we learned yesterday, that Kaila Royal Bilem Bilema Kevispo, that for a single log of shemen, 60 Esronos is the absolute maximum. So therefore, that would cover Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana, whatever he actually did say, whether it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is, it's covered within the 60. Harei Alai Mincha, if a guy just says in general, Harei Alai Mincha, I'm going to bring a Mincha, but he doesn't say what kind of Karban Mincha he's going to bring, Minchas Machvas, Minchas Marcheshes, or any of the other types of Karbanos Mincha, so Yavi Ezo Shiyirtze, he brings whichever one he wants to bring. Says Tosos, the first Tosos, Harei Alai Mincha Yavi Ezo Shiyirtze, Pirish, Michameshes Menachos, any one of the five that are specified in the Torah, any one of the five Karbanos Mincha specified in the Torah, he can bring. But one thing we know for sure, if he just said Harei Alai Mincha, he's not talking about a Minchas Nesachim. Afal gav de misnadev ada minchas nesachim b'chol yom. The stam adaito menachsam frashos for gilos lava b'fneatzam v'lobel galzevach. Even though it's true, a person can be misnadev to bring karm mincha whenever he wants. You're allowed to make a nedavah to bring karm mincha, but minastam we don't assume that's what a person means when he says harei alai mincha, because the minchas nesachim generally comes along with a zevach. The way it was made to be was to go along with the zevach. So when he says mincha, he's probably not referring to a mincha that is secondary to a zevach. Okay, so so says the Mishnah further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yavi Minchas Hasolas Shimiyuchad Shabimnachos, that he doesn't just bring whatever he wants. He dafka brings a Minchas Hasolas, because that is the Miyuchedas. The Gemara will explain what that means. That it's the Miyuchedas. Well, let's say Pasha Pshat. That's the best of the Karbanos Mincha. Mincha O Min HaMincha Yavi Achas. If a person says, I'm going to bring a mincha or min ha-mincha, so then he brings one. Says Rashi, min ha-mincha kolomer. Harei alai mincha, o shamar harei alai min ha-mincha. If a guy says, harei alai mincha, or a guy says, harei alai min ha-mincha, so then he brings one. Minachos, if he says, harei alai minachos, or, oh, min minachos, or he says, harei alai min minachos, so then yavishtayim, then he's going to bring two, because minachos is plural. Pirashi ven yodei ezimen pirashi, yavi chameshtan. But if he says, I specify that I'm going to bring a certain type of karban mincha, but I don't remember which one I specified that I'm going to bring, so, but one of the ones that are mentioned in the parasha, that are mentioned in the Torah, I said I'm going to bring, so then he brings all five. Pirashti mincha shel esronin ve'en yodei kami pirashti. If he says I was mefarish, I definitely said to bring a mincha of esronim, but I don't remember how much I said I'm going to bring, how many Yisronim I'm going to bring. So Yavi Shishmi Yisaron, he brings 60 Yisaron, and that covers it. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, no, Yavi Minachos Shel Yisronos Me'echad Ve'achishim, that he brings 60 different Karbanos Mincha, one with one Yisaron, one with two Yisronim, one with three, one with four, up until 60. Because he could have said any of those numbers, and bringing 60, according to Rebbe, does not cover all of the other numbers. You have to dafka bring the right number, and the only way to make sure that you bring the right number is by bringing 60. So if you look at look at Rashi, so if a guy says "Ein yodeh kama esronim kavati ba," so the Tanakama said "Yavi shish misaron debitfei mehachi lakalasvuke." You know for sure that he didn't say more than 60. V'batir neder loich patlan, and if he was less, then we don't care about what he said. Demasni v'amar kama shiprashi yehilnidri v'ashar yehilnidava. So meaning if his neder was less, it doesn't matter, because we can make a tanai and say whatever I said, that part should be the fulfillment of my neder, of what I originally committed to do. And whatever extra I have, okay, so that will be l'nedava. So if I said that I'm really going to bring one that has 32 esronim, and here I have 60, so 32 should be for the neder, 28 should be for an extra nedava that I'm committing to do. That's the sheet of the Tanakama. So why doesn't Rebbe like it? Sounds like a very reasonable plan. Bring one carbon mincha, 60 esronim. Why does Rebbe hold that you need to bring 60 separate ones? So says Rashi, Rebbe Omer, Kibin da Omer mincha mashma chada. When you say mincha, it implies a single carbon. Alma b'kli echad kava. Sounds like you're koveya it to be in a single kli. Vim yavi shishim b'kli echad. Let's say you bring the 60 in one kli, like the Tanakama says, shema batim mehachi nadar. Maybe the neder was actually for 5 yisarons, or 20 yisarons, or any number less than 60. And therefore you can end up with two menachos in your kli, the neder that you committed to do, and whatever you have extra. And Rebbe holds the kviyus of the kli matters. Hilkach yavi shishim menachos meyachad v'atshishim. That's why you need to bring 60 separate karbonos mincha, ranging from 1 to 60. Chadash al yisar, v'chadash al shtayim, v'chadash al shalosh, v'chadash al arba, 1 with 1, 2, 3, etc. V'chein atshishim, devad echad minay nadar v'inach nedava. Then you could have one of those karbonos mincha, one of the 60 that he brings, is the real karbon mincha, and the rest of the karbanos mincha that he brings could all be nedava, and that's not a problem because it's not in the same kli. They're all in different kelim. So Rashi again seems to say that Rebbe's shita is based on the kviusa demanet. The kli is the kaveya. So if you bring if you're noder, let's say, to bring a mincha of 5 esronim, you're not yotze by bringing shisha esronim in a kli, because the kli has to be kovei a single carbon. Now the implication of Rashi is that the Tanakama, who disagrees with the Rebbe, holds that holds that you bring 60 in one kli, holds that kviyus hakli doesn't matter so much, and therefore if you were noded to bring a mincha of 5 esronim, you yotze your neder when you bring 6 esronim, that it's not a problem if you overshoot it. So the Taras HaKodesh says that he's not convinced that that's really the shita of the Tanakama. He doesn't think it's muchach at all like that. Because even if the Tanakama holds that kviyas hakli milsahi, that being kovei in the kli is what matters, you could still say that you could be yotze your neder by bringing a mincha that has more esronim than what you were noder. Because Tanakama holds that even if you say beferish, I'm going to bring one esronim b'kli, it could be maybe Tanakama says even if you know what you said you're going to bring. You said you're going to bring one Isaron. Maybe Tanakama holds you could bring a mincha of Shnei Esronim. Maybe Tanakama holds that any commitment to bring a mincha of a certain amount can be fulfilled by bringing that amount or a larger amount. That yesh b'chal masayim money, you could always bring more. You can always, and that's a fulfillment of that neder. So whereas Rebbe holds that no, you have to do exactly the amount that you had committed to do. So it's not so pashut that it's about the kviyus of the kli, and that the Tanakama says, okay, it's two karbonos mincha in the same kli, and that's okay. No, maybe it's not two karbonos mincha in the same kli, and it's not that the rest is a new nedava. It's all the same karbon mincha. And bringing a larger karbon mincha is considered a fulfillment of a vow to bring a lesser karbon mincha. That could very well be the sheet of the Tanakama. So the Taras HaKodesh is not sold on Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah. Okay, but the Mishnah started out by saying, if a person says, Harei Alai Isaron, that he's committing to bring an Isaron, so Yavi, Yavi Echad, he brings one Isaron. So, Frek the Gemara, Pshita, isn't that obvious, that if you say you're going to bring one Isaron, that you bring one Isaron? So the Gemara says, yeah, it is obvious. Esronos Yavi Shtayim Itzrichle. The Chiddush is the second line, where it says, if you committed to bring Esronos, you bring two. So says Gemara, Hanami Pshita, isn't that also obvious? No, Miyat Asron Hashayim, it's Shrichalei. No, that Chiddush, that whenever you say plural, that we always assume the smallest possible plural, which is by definition two, that itself is a Chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's worthwhile for the Mishnah to teach us. But that first line of Harei Elai Yisar and Yavi Echad, Enoch Hinami, is not a Chiddush at all. Pirashti ven yodei ma pirashti yavi shishim isaron. So he said, if a guy says, I definitely said an amount, I just have no idea what I said, so he should bring 60. Man Tana, who is the author of our Mishnah, Ar Mechizki Delok Rebbe, that must be against Rebbe, because in the Seifa of the Mishnah, Rebbe says that if you aren't sure, if you had specified a mincha shel asronim and you don't know how much you specified, what number of asronim, so Rebbe said you have to bring me'echad v'yad shishim. So the Tanakama, the first part of the Mishnah where it just says Pirashi v'en yodei ma Pirashi yavi shishim yisaron is against Rebbe. Rebbe Yamar Yavi Menachos Shel Esronos Me'echad V'ad Shishim. Rebbe should say you should bring Menachos of Esronos from 1 to 60. So Rebbe Yochanan Amar Filu Teimer Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan says, nah, maybe we're even going like Rebbe. But Omer Pirashi Esronos Avalo Kavatim B'Kliyachad. That we're talking about a case where a person says, I have specified Esronos, but I was never Kovea them in a single Kli. The Maisi Shisin Esronos B'Shisin Money. Then you will bring 60 Esronos and 60 Kelim. So look at Rashi. The reason Rebbe says you have to bring 60 Esronos and 60 Kelim is because you were never Kovea B'Kli Echad. Kol Echad V'Echad B'Fnei Atzmo. V'Adda Kamer Yavi Menachos Shel Esronos M'Echad V'Ad Shishim Hainu Echad D'Kava B'Kli Echad. I'm sorry, the other way around. If when we said that you were, when Rebbe says that you bring all different size menachos from 1 to 60, that's where you kovea that you want to bring the right amount in a single kli. Where you have committed that you're not going to bring any more or any less in a single kli. So then you have to bring 60 menachos, all the numbers ranging from 1 to 60, so that one of them will hit the nail on the head, one of them will be exactly what you were noder. But the first part of the Mishnah is not talking about where you made such a commitment to dafka have the right exact amount in a kli echad. You just said you're going to bring a certain amount of esronim. So if you bring 60, well then that's definitely a commitment to bringing, if you said 60, that's definitely a commitment to, if you said esronim, by bringing 60, you have definitely fulfilled your commitment to bring and some number of esronim. So Tos Yantuf just wonders that if we're talking about where a guy said, Pirashi esronos, avalo kavatim b'kli, I've said I'm going to bring esronos, and I just was not kovea them in a kli, so shouldn't we be choshesh that maybe he was noted to bring more than 60 esronim? Meaning if the point is that he says I was not kovea them b'kli, that I didn't determine that it has to be b'kli echad, meaning it could be in any number of kelim, I could have said any number of esronos to bring, why do we assume that he only the maximum he could have wanted to bring is 60? Where does number 60 come from? Number 60 is the maximum number of esronos you could have in a single korban mincha. But if you said esronos, and I was never kovea b'kli, he said I committed to bring a certain number of minachos, a certain number of korbanos. So the certain number could have been 1,000 korbanos. You could bring 1,000 korbanos mincha. The point is, just in a single korban mincha, you can't have more than 60 esronim. But Frekta tells us Yantif, if his commitment was not to bring a single korban mincha, it was multiple kelim. I said I'm going to bring lots of menachos. So who told us that he's only going to bring up until 60? How do we know that 60 covers it? So the Tos Yantif suggests that Mestama, he was not Maktish, more than Tzibur would ever bring on a single day. I mean, if you recall, this is where that Mishnah really comes in helpful. The Mishnah we had on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, where we suggested that the reason that 60 Yisaron is the maximum, the Mishnah had first suggested, the reason 60 Yisaron is the maximum is because the maximum number of Menachos that Tzibur ever brings on Sukkot, with Shabbos, and everything, is 61, that's the maximum that Tzibur would ever bring. So the Yachid could be asked to be one notch below. So the Mishnah said, well, that and the Bryce said also, that doesn't really make sense, because by the Tzibur, it's various karbanos. It's not a single karban. You can't compare it to bringing 60 Esronim of a single karban. But over here, it does compare very nicely. If we're trying to say a guy committed to bring many karbanos, so we could say, look, even the Tzibur, when they bring many karbanos mincha, never brings 60 more than 61 karbanos mincha. So the Yachid, we assume, always plans on being one notch below the maximum of what a Tzibur could be. So Yachid would never be misnadiv to bring more than 60 karbanos mincha. That's where that line of the Mishnah that's its rightful place in Tarshish Baal Peh. The Mishnah and Bryce had rejected it as being the source for 60 asronim of a single karban, but it wasn't rejected from the Mesorah entirely. Probably that really was the source for the idea of a person who wants to bring multiple karbanos. That is the answer of the Tosfos Yontif. The Rashash says that maybe we're talking about where a guy said such a lashon. Hare elai kach v'kach asronim al menas lovim kiritzoni b'kliach ha'lo b'kama kelim. A guy says, I'm going to bring X amount of esronim, however I decide to bring it, whether in one kli or multiple kelim. Meaning the key is, he was just not koveya that he must bring it in one kli. He said, however I want to bring it, in a single kli or multiple kelim. Well, by leaving himself the option to bring it in a single kli, he's obviously saying that he's not going to bring more than 60. Because in a single kli, you can never have more than 60. But by saying that he might do it in multiple kelim, so that's how we know that he's not being koveya in a kli. So if he just brings 60 different karbanos, that's going to cover it. But the fact that he left himself the option of one kli, that's how we know that he couldn't have possibly meant more than 60. Okay, says the Gemara further now. The Mishnah said, "Hare alai mincha yavi ezeu sheyirta." That if a guy says, "I'm going to bring a carbon mincha," so whichever carbon mincha, whichever of the five he wants to bring, is fine. So Tana, we learned, "Hol pasukah kasuf tchila." Meaning let's go weiter. The Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yehuda says not whatever you want. Rabbi Yehuda says you dafka have to bring a mincha soles because that's the miyuchedes shebe menachos. So now the Gemara is going to explain what do you mean miyuchedes shebe menachos. So Tana hol pasach ba kasav tchila. Since it's mincha soles is the first one the Torah speaks about. So if a guy just says stam, he's going to bring karm mincha. Mistame, he means the first one that the Torah is going to speak about. That's why he brings a mincha solas. So Elameata asked the Gemara, if that's the case, Homer Arayalai Ola, Yavi Ben Bakar, Hol Pasuwa, Kasuf Tchila. A guy says, I hereby commit to bring carbon ola. Should we say the same thing, that he should dafka bring a Ben Bakar, because that's the first type of carbon ola that the Torah ever speaks about? Or let's say, Minatzon. A guy says, I want to bring a carbon mincha Minatzon. Yavi Keves, should he bring a sheep? Hol Pasuwa, Kasuf Tchila, since that's the first type of tzon that it talks about? I mean, there are two types of tzon. A is a goat, is also a tzon. So the fact that it says Keves before A's, is that is that a good reason to suggest that must be what the guy meant? Min a oaf. If a guy says he wants to bring an oaf, Yavi Torim, hol pasuk kasuv of tchila, should we assume automatically that he should bring Torim since the Torah started with that? Meaning, is this really a rule that when you say a terminology that could mean various different things, we always go with the first one mentioned in the Torah? Alama Tanan, if that were really true, why do we have a Mishnah that says otherwise? Mishnah says, Hare alai ola, Yavi Keves. A guy says, I want to bring Karban Ola. It doesn't say bring a Ben Bakar, it says Yavi Keves. Rav Elazar ben Azariah omer Torah b'nei Yonah. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, you bring a Torah b'nei Yonah. V'lo polag Rabbi Yehuda. We don't find Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing and saying, no, go with the first one the Torah says. Go with the Ben Bakar, because that's the first one mentioned in the Torah. We don't find Rabbi Yehuda popping up over there. Sounds like everyone would agree not to bring a Ben Bakar, not to bring the first thing that's mentioned in the Torah. So the fact that we bring a Mincha Solas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can't be because it's the first thing mentioned in the Torah. Why is it? So the Mishnah said, because it's Miuchedes Shebe Menachos. What does that mean, Miuchedes? It obviously doesn't mean the first. El Mai Miuchedes Shebe Menachos, Delesle Shem Livoy. Miuchedes Shebe Menachos means it's not called anything else other than a Mincha. A Minchas Machvas called a Minchas Machvas. A Minchas Marchash is a Mincha Solas is just called a Mincha. It's called a Mincha Stam. All the other Menachos have a Shem Livoy. Minchas Mafa, they all have other names. But a Stam Mincha is a Mincha Solas. That's why we bring that. Because the guy had said a Mincha mincha, mistam, if he meant a more specific kind of mincha, he would have said the proper name. Aye, but frankly, Gemara, that's nice to say that that's what it means, but v'atana hol pasbal kazav t'chil kamar. But we learned in a brayso that the reason for Yehuda is that it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. So it's nice to say miyuchedes means that it doesn't have any shem livoy, but that's not what it said in the brayso. The brayso said that the reason Rabbi Yehuda says you bring him in chasolas is because it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. So hachi kamar says, Gemara, we could answer that lashon up. The brayso means to say is ezuhu mincha miyuchedes shebemenachos the lesle shem livoy zusha pasba kasav tchila. What is the miyuchad shebemenachos, which by definition means the one that doesn't have a shem livoy? By the way, just identifying it, it's the one that the Torah mentions first. But not that it's because the Torah mentions it first, that's what you bring, that you bring the Mincha Solas because it's mentioned first in the Torah. We're identifying the one that doesn't have a Shem Levoy as the one that is first mentioned in the Torah. Maybe the reason it doesn't have a Shem Levoy is because it's mentioned first, meaning the point is that we refer to it as Stam Mincha, because it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. But the Koveya is the fact that it doesn't have a Shem Levoy. The Koveya is not that it's mentioned first in the Torah. So it says, Mar Pshita, Minchas Hasolas Ka'amar. So isn't that Pashut that it says Minchas Hasolas? Rabbi Yehuda said, Beferish bring a Minchas Hasolas. Why would we need to identify which one Rabbi Yehuda is talking about by saying it's the one that's mentioned first in the Torah? Rabbi Yehuda was explicit which one he was talking about. So Siman Abi Alma, it's just a nice way to remember it, to remember which one Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. If we're not always going to remember every sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, so it helps as a mnemonic to remember. Oh yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's one said the first one mentioned in the Torah. That way you'll remember that it's a Minchas Solas. But if you were to just try to remember Minchas Solas, so maybe we wouldn't remember it as well. So it's just Stam Siman Bialma, a nice benchmark, a nice way to remember which Kav Mincha Rabbi Yehuda says you're supposed to bring in that given situation. So the Gemara's conclusion clearly is, a person says, Harelai Mincha, you bring a Mincha Solas, because that's called a Mincha. Every other Mincha is a Minchas Machmas, Minchas Marcheshas, Minchas Mafatanur. Fine. The question is, why does Tanakama disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Tanakama says you can bring whatever min you want to bring. Now, if you said Harelai Mincha, shouldn't you bring a Mincha Solas, which is called a Mincha, doesn't have any Shem Levoy? It's a very strong idea that Rabbi Yehuda has, that people refer to other Menachos by more specific names. People don't refer to them as just a Karb Mincha. So what's the Svar for the Tanakhama? So in the Tshuvas Mutzal Me'esh, Simin Zayin, he suggests that the Tanakhama holds that by Lashon B'nei Adam, the Shem Mincha is not Miyuchad for Mincha Solas any more than it is for other Menachos. And meaning, it's true, Belashna Torah, Belashna Chachamim, we refer to Mincha as just a Mincha Solas. And every other Mincha, we call it Minchas Machvas, Minchas Mafatanur, we call it something else. But in Lashon B'nei Adam, we refer to all Karbanos Mincha as just Mincha. So in Lashon B'nei Adam, they're all the same. And in Nedarim, typically, we go Basa Lashon B'nei Adam. We follow Lashon B'nei Adam. So you would assume that it's whichever Karban Mincha the guy wants to bring, because Lashon B'nei Adam, they're all equal. That's how the Mutzal Me'esh suggests. There is a Machlokes Rishonim who we paskin like over here, whether we should paskin like the Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda. Guy commits to bring Karban Mincha. Does he dafka bring a Mincha Solas? Could he bring any kind of Karban Mincha that he wants? The Rambam and the Bartanura paskin like the Tanakama. Whatever kind he wants to bring is fine. The Smag, and it sounds from Rashi also, passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that you could only bring a Mincha Solas. Why do I say it sounds from Rashi? Because Rashi ala Torah, Vayikra Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Rashi says, Ha'omer harei alai Mincha Stam, mevi Mincha Solas, shehi Rishona Shebe Menachos. He brings a Mincha Solas because that is the Rishona Shebe Menachos. So Mishnah Melech points out that the Mizrahi on Chumash writes that even though Rashi is moda that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, he still explains the psukim to be going like Rabbi Yehuda because it's closer to Peshuto Shel Mikra. An interesting comment. I mean, it sounds from Rashi he's paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rashi and Chumash. And Rashi and Chumash, you can't always determine how Rashi would paskin, because what Rashi is trying to do on Chumash is just give you the Peshuto Shel Mikra, kind of like the opposite of what Rav Shechter said this past Shabbos, that when we learn Chumash, we shouldn't only look for the pshat that makes sense to us. We should look for the pshat that we paskin like. We should want to go with the pshat that's accepted the halacha by Chazal. But he says Rashi, that wasn't necessarily Rashi's goal on Chumash. He went with the Maimore Chazal that fit the Peshuto Shel Mikra best. However, there is a Rashi earlier on in this Masechta. Rashi and Daf Nun Tesamud Aleph says, Hamisnadiv Minchastam, Mevi Isarun Soles, Vishamun Ulvanu, Bolav Kamsa, Kamishu Chaya. Is it right? That's the end of Rashi. Rashi says that you bring a Minchasoles. Now, over there, you can't say that he's just trying to go with Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's Rashi on the Gemara. So it does sound from Rashi that Rashi actually paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, why? Why would he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Tanakama? So it could be based on what the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, that when it says Ezov by Para Aduma, by the sprinkling of the Para Aduma, it's not Ezov Yavan, not Ezov Kuchli, not Ezov Midbari, not Ezov Romi, not any Ezov Sheir Shal Shem Livoy. It's got to be Dafka Stam Ezov. So over here as well, and over there the Gemara, there's no Cholik. Over there the Gemara assumes that that's the Halacha. So it could be that the two Sugis Atali Zabizeh, that whenever you say a Stam word, you must mean the Stam one, without the Shem Livoy. So over here also, you say Harei Lai Min, you must mean the regular carbon mincha, mincha solas, without any shame levoy. So that could be, that's how the Likutei Halachos, that's how the Chafetz Chaim and the Likutei Halachos suggests why Rashi would dafka paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Tanakama. Fine, says the Gemara further now. Mincha min ha-mincha. So by Rav Papa, what if a person said mine mincha? Right, we said in the Mishnah, if a guy says mincha or min ha-mincha, he brings one. If he says minachos or min minachos, he brings two. So what if a guy says not minachos, but he says mine, which is plural, mincha, singular. So one phrase where he has a plural and singular. He has a mixed up phrase. So mahu, what's the din? Kivin damra mine tarti kamer. Do we say, well, since he said mine, it's a commitment to bring two? Umay mincha dukulu menachos nami mincha mikaryan. And why does he call it mincha? Because even when you're referring to multiple menachos, you can call it mincha. How do I know that? Dichsiv, because the Torah says v'zos Torah ha mincha, that this is the Torah ha mincha, and it's not about a single mincha, it's about all of the menachos. So you see that all the menachos can be referred to as mincha. So maybe the guy is clearly referring to bringing multiple menachos. Odilma kivin to amar mincha chad mincha kamer. Or maybe the dominant lashon is the singular. When he says mincha, it means one mincha. Umay mine mincha hachi kamer. Mi mine mincha chad mincha alai. Why does he say mine, multiple kinds? What he means to say is, from the various options of the different kinds of karbanos mincha, I'm going to bring one. But that's but he really only intends to bring one. So that's the shaila. When you say mine mincha, what do you mean? Do you mean one or do you mean two? So tashma, let's bring a raya. Mincha, this is raya number one. Tashma, raya number one is mincha min mincha yaviachas. It says in our Mishnah that if you say a very clear singular lashon, you bring only one. Sounds like ha mine mincha shtayim, that as soon as you hedge a little bit and you introduce a plural into the phrase, that it sounds like you should bring two. So says Gemara, no, that's not a raya, because they maseifa. If you go weiter in the Mishnah says, when do you bring two? Minachos, min minachos, yavishtaim. Only if you're explicit that you're bringing minachos. Hamine mincha, chada. Sounds like if you say the word mincha, from that it sounds like it would only be one. Elamei halak alamashmina. So obviously the Mishnah doesn't provide us with a good raya, because the Mishnah, Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah, have opposite implications about what the halacha would be if you say mine mincha. So rather, says the Gemara Tashma, let's bring another raya. Min minachos alai. If a person says min minachos alai, yavi shtei minachos mi minechad. He should bring two karbanos mincha from the same min. So ha sounds like, wait a second, mi mine mincha, had he not said minachos, he just said mi mine mincha, chada, that it would be one. So says Gemara, no, that's not a diuk. Dilma ha mine mincha, maybe shtei minachos mi shnei minin. Maybe the diuk you should make is, had he said mine mincha, it would be two minachos from two separate minim. The chiddush was, he said, he said min minachos, it's two minachos from the same min. Had he said mine mincha, it would be two minachos from two different minim. Not that he would bring only one mincha. So that's not a good diuk. So says Marvalo Tariyachi, but that's not what we learned. Min menachos alai, maybe shtei menachos menechar. If a guy says I'm bringing min menachos, he brings two menachos from the same min. Mine menachos alai, if he says mine menachos, both lashonos being plural, maybe shtei menachos mishnei minim. So then he brings two menachos from two separate minim. But that implies hamine mincha, that if he said mine plural, but mincha singular, chada, he'd only bring one. So there's a raya that you only bring one. So says Gemara, no, not a raya at all. Dilma Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. Maybe that's assuming like Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar Mechtzel Chalos Mechtzel Rikikin Yavi. Remember, Rabbi Shimon is the one that held that if you want to bring in a single carbon mincha of the 10 loaves that you're going to bring, you want to bring 5 of them as Chalos and 5 of them as Rikikin, that works also. So that's why the Lashon Minei will work to tell you to only bring one carbon mincha, because within a single carbon mincha you could have multiple minim. You could have chalos and rakikin within a single carbon mincha. Mm-hmm. So umay minay mincha, mincha dis patrei minay. When you say minay mincha, you might mean a mincha that has multiple minim within it. Aval Rabbanan darmi mechza chalos and mechza rakikin lo yavi. But maybe the Rabbanan who would say that you cannot bring half chalos, half rakikin, that you have to commit to a certain type of loaf and bring only that. So then, maybe shtei menachos, mishnei minim, maybe the Rabbanan would be moda that when you speak in plurals, you must bring two separate karbanos mincha with two separate minim, because there's no way to split it within a single karban mincha according to the Rabbanan. Fine. Pirashti ve'in yodea ma pirashti yavi chameshtan. So he said, if you say pirashti, I specified a certain kind, but I don't know which kind I was mefarish, so then you bring all five kinds. So mantana, who's the author of that line in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah delok Rabbi Shimon. That's got to be going against Rabbi Shimon. Why? Dear Rabbi Shimon, kimidav mechza chalos mechza rikikin yavi, inami savalak Rabbi Yudu, dar makal menachos bolos eser, because if you say like Rabbi Shimon, since he holds that you could bring half chalos, half rakikin, so why would you bring all five different karbanos mincha? Bring a single karban mincha with multiple types within the karban mincha. And even if you held like Rabbi Yehuda, who held, meaning if you're similar like Rabbi Shimon, even if you held like Rabbi Yehuda, that all karbanos mincha have 10 loaves, so then it should be, sorry, not bring one. What it wouldn't be. A guy said, Pirashi v'ini yodei ma pirashi. I said I'm going to bring a type, I just don't know which type. So what did the Mishnah say? Bring five. According to Rabbi Shimon, should be much more than five. Because even within each type, he doesn't know how many loaves of what. He doesn't know if he said, I'm going to bring five loaves of rikikin, five loaves of chalos, four and six, six and four, three and seven. He has no idea what he suggested, what he said he's going to bring. So even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's only 10 loaves in a single carbon mincha, according to Rabbi Shimon, that you could split the loaves in different kinds, he should have to bring 14 menachos. Why 14? Mm-hmm. Where do we get the number 14? So if you look at Rashi goes through. First of all, solas, umachvas, umarcheshas, are gimel. The three types, solas, machvas, and marcheshas, those are all clear what you would have to bring. So that's three separate karbanos mincha, just in case you said that. Minchas mafa, ika achadas or sveikos. And within the world of minchas mafa, you have 11 sveikos. You have 11 karbanos to bring. Dilma kulu chalos nadar, v'shema tisha chalos v'chad rakik. Maybe you said you're going to bring all chalos, or maybe you said you're going to bring 9 chalos, 1 rakik. V'shema shemona chalos shnei rakikin, or maybe 8 and 2. V'chem grui lechalos v'asufil rakikin ad shema kulu rakikin. And you have to keep on having them. Maybe it's 3 and 7, maybe it's 4 and 6, maybe it's 5 and 5, maybe it's 6 and 4. Hey, you keep going. And therefore, you're going to have 11 sveikos just within rakik and chalos. So within rakik and chalos, you have 11 possibilities. Plus, you have the solus machva and Marcheshes has three additional possibilities. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you should have to bring 14. So the Mishnah, when it says that you bring a total of five, Solas, Machas, Marcheshes, Rikikin, and Chalos, is against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon would hold that those last two possibilities, Rikikin and Chalos, should include 11 possibilities. So Abai Yomar, Afilu Tem Rabbi Shimon. No, maybe our Mishnah is even going like Rabbi Shimon. Shamin Le Rabbi Shimon Da'amar Maisiyu Masni. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, we find that Rabbi Shimon elsewhere has a Shita that you could bring two menachos, one of 10 chalos, one of 10 rikikin, and say as follows, if my original neder was to bring a mincha of 10 chalos, so good, my mincha of 10 chalos covers it, the rikikin is a neder. If I said it was only 10 rikikin, the mincha of rikikin covers it, the other one is a neder. That's obvious. Here's the part where we have a chiddush. The Rabbi Shimon holds that if you said your mincha was going to be 5 and 5, you can bring one of 10 chalos, one of 10 rikikin, and say, half of the one of 10 chalos and half of the one of 10 rikikin should be mitzarif with each other and be a fulfillment of the neder that I had committed to bring. Even though you're not bringing them together, you bring them as two separate karbanos mincha. So that works, that you can assume that you can mix and match, that you bring 10 chalos, 10 rikikin, you can assume whatever combination you had, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, whatever it is, they'll just be mitzarif. That we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds you can make such a tanai. Where do we learn that Rabbi Shimon holds you can make such a tanai? So it's a bit of a confusing maramakom. We're going to quote a brisa which is it's a Tosefta, Maseches Nazir, where the Tosefta discusses a case of a guy who's not sure, he's a suffolk whether he's a Nazir Tamei or a Nazir Tahar, and a suffolk whether he's a Mitzorah Mukhla Tamei or a Mitzorah Tahar. He's not sure what he is. He's not sure what his status is. So depending on what he is, there's different sets of Karbanos that he would have to bring. So the Tosefta discusses what the guy would have to do to Vadai get out of his status, considering that he has four sveikos of what he might be. So we could go through all of the details of what he has to do in the whole Tosefta. I don't think it's really that critical to understand just the context of the Gemara, just to I guess leave it as saying that it is somewhat complicated. You would have to do multiple teglachos. You would have to do four different teglachos, four different shavings of his body, and four different sets of kabbalas. And between each shaving, you would need to wait 30 days in order to get out of each possibility of what of the four possibilities. So let's leave it at that for now. And if we have time, maybe we'll explain later. So Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemachras Mevi Hashamo Velugo Imo. That va'omer imitzaruhu zeu hashamu v'zeu lugo. At some point, in the process, the guy has to bring a karban where he's not sure if it's a karban asham or a karban shlamim. He has to bring a karban that might be an asham mitzara or it might be a karban shlamim. So this happens after 60 days are up. 60 of the 120 day process of getting out of this situation of safek, after the 60 days are up, he brings such a karban. All of the karbanos that he brings are sveikos because we're not sure what he is. We don't know what these karbanos are. So at that stage, he's bringing something that's either an asham or a shlamim. So this is what he does. So he says, you bring the asham and the lug together with it, and you say, if he's a mitzora, zeu asham of zeu lugo. If I'm a mitzora, so this is the asham, and this is the lug shem, and that's supposed to go along with my asham mitzora. Vim lav, so asham zeye shalmei nedava. And if I'm not a mitzora, so the asham mitzora is out of place, so then this asham mitzora that I'm bringing shouldn't be an asham mitzora, it should be shalmei nedava. This carbon should serve as shalmei nedava. So how do you treat it? Do you treat it like an asham mitzora? Do you treat it like shalmei nedava? What sort of avodas do you do with it? So the Gemara says, you machmir on both ends. Va'oso asham ta'un shchita b'tzafon. You need to shecht it in the north part of the Azara like an asham. Shlamim wouldn't require that, but there's nothing wrong with doing that with the shlamim. Umatan bahonos, and you need matan bahonos like an asham mitzara. Usmicha, you need to do smicha. We'll discuss that in a second. Unesachim utruvus chaz v'shok like a shlamim. You do nesachim and the waving of the chaz v'shok like you would by a carbon shlamim. V'nechol zichre kuhuna liyom v'layla. It's eaten only by male kohanim and only for one day and one night. That's like an asham. Shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and a night and could be eaten by the bailim. Doesn't have to be eaten by dafka zichre kuhuna. So that's what you do. So v'alfa gav deka mafrik mar b'shchitas kachim. So and even though we qualify Rabbi Shimon's idea in Shechitas Kachim, where we're going to say that Emer Damer Rabbi Shimon Maisi Umasni Lechadchila Lutkune Gavri Gavro, when does Rabbi Shimon allow making such a tenai within your karbanos that let the carbon count as this if this is what I'm chayav, let it count as this if this is what I'm chayav? That's only when it's the only way to be misakin the gavra. That's only if it's the only way to get this guy out of his predicament. He doesn't know what he is. We need to get him out of his status of suffolk. Aval bialma diavad in lechadchila lo. But in general, yeah, hold it tonight will work. But he would never suggest it lechadchila. So again, why would we quote this whole brisa? Because the brisa was supposed to provide us with a source for why Rabbi Shimon would suggest that if you don't know what kind of karban mincha you had committed to, you only need to bring 5. You don't need to bring 14, right? You don't need to bring 14 to cover all the possibilities of the different numbers of rekikin and chalos. But wait a second, Rabbi Shimon only said you could make such a tenai, bring 2 general karbanos and make such a tenai as a din b'dieved, or as a way to get a guy out of the situation of safek. But in our Mishnah, why would Rabbi Shimon allow it? So says Gemara, no, it helps for our Mishnah also. Because hani mili gabi shlam de kamimait bachilasan, dav lukachim lebeis apsul, avu menachos hafil lecharchila. When does Rabbi Shimon say lecharchila, you're not supposed to make such tanaim, where you're locking up a carbon into multiple types of carbonos, and you're saying that maybe it's an usha, maybe it's this. That's only when one of the possibilities is a shlamim, and a shlamim is really supposed to be eaten for 2 days and one night, and by saying that I'm making it tonight, that this might not be a shlamim, you're being mimayit as man achila. You're saying now it's only going to be eaten for 1 day, one night. That's very bad. We don't want you to do that because you might be maybe kachem lebeis apsul unnecessarily. So we don't want that to happen. So in order to avoid that, we say no, don't make it tonight when you bring karbanos. But by a korban mincha, where the zman achil is the same anyway, it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to make a single bit of a difference. So then we say, okay, bring a mincha of 10 chalos, bring a mincha of 10 rakikin, and say that let the tziruf count for however the tziruf is supposed to count for. So that's why that brisa helps us with the understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Now I said we'll talk about smicha in a second. What do you do with the smicha? What is the din of smicha by a korban asham? So by an asham mitzvah, there's a machlokas amoraim. In terms of in Zvachim Daflam and Gimel, in terms of what the status of smicha is, some Amoraim hold that the chiv smicha is a chiv midaraisa by Nashim Mitzara, and others say that it's only a smicha midrabanan. The whole chiv smicha is only midrabanan. So Rashi over there in Zvachim says because it's not like other Hashamos, because it's only balahachshir. It's only coming to be machshir the Mitzara. It's not like other Hashamos which are coming to be mechaper. This is only balahachshir. So maybe the smicha is only midrabanan. So Tosos writes that in Zvachim Lamed Gimel that the Tosos right here Smicha Tosos is Smicha on the bottom of the page. Tosos writes that those who say that Smichas Asham Etzora is only Midrabanan. So the Bryce is telling us that this Asham that's brought Ala Safek and Ala Tzad that he's not a Mitzora, it's a Karban Shlamim. It still requires Smicha, but you shouldn't do Smicha B'Kol Kocho. You should only do Smicha B'Hakafas Yad because it might not require Smicha Midaraisa. So therefore, you don't do the full smicha, but kol kocho, you would only do akafas yad. You would only put your hand in the vicinity of the animal's head. And for those who hold that smicha sasha mitzor is mina Torah, so l'chora, there's no chiddush in the braisa. Braisa telling me you need smicha, shkayach. If it's a shlamim, you need smicha. If it's a nashim, you need smicha. So there's no chiddush in the braisa. Manav shecha needs smicha. So Tosa says that the whole chiddush of the braisa would only make sense if you assume that a karban asham doesn't require smicha midaraisa. The Ola Shlomo just points out that it's clear in the Gemara in Zvachim over there that even if you hold smicha sasha mitzoros min haTorah, the Rabbanon were goes there not to do the smicha because the smicha is generally done in the Azara, and they were choshesh that you might be marbe bepsil shalol tzarech, that you might walk extra in the Azara shalol tzarech. So they made such a gzera on this on a carbon asham. So maybe that's the chiddush of the Braisa. Tosfos is wondering if you hold that the smicha is midaraisa, make carbon asham. So of course you do smicha. Manav shechi do smicha. No, maybe the chiddush of the Braisa is the din d'rabbanan not to do smicha doesn't apply by this carbon asham. By this carbon asham, they allowed you to do smicha because it's safek mitzara, safek d'rabbanan lakula, and therefore we allow the smicha. Fine, that's the Ola Shlomo's chiddush. Says Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Abaye, Rabbi Shimon Dor Mechze Chalos Mechze Rakik and Yavi. Wait a second, we're still not 100% sure about this Eitza according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, he said you could bring a Karban Mincha could be made up of half Chalos, half Rakikin. So Kamaisi Yisarun Echad Mishnei Yisarun V'Lug Echad Mishnei Lugin. But wait a second, you bring two separate Sornos of flour over here, one that makes 10 Rakikin and one that makes 10 Chalos, and two separate Lugin. So how can you combine the two different carbonos? Oh, if it was 3 and 7, 3 from this one, 7 from that one. What do you mean? They're two different isarons of flour. How are you combining them? They're two different lugan of oil. How are you combining them? So says Marsha, you know that Rabbi Shimon Damarim Hevi Isaron Echad Mishnei Isarons V'Lugachem Mishnei Lugan Yatzah. Rabbi Shimon holds that that's fine. Rabbi Shimon holds you Yatzah. You're allowed to do that. So Umik Mitzechi Kamas. Okay, but how do you do Kmitza? How do you do Kmitza on two different carbonos that are supposed to be combined and really be one carbon? So the Masni Va'amar, you make it tonight and you say, if it's I really my nether was to bring 10 chalos or 10 rakikin, whatever it is, so I'm to cook mitzvah michalos lavia chalos to cook mitzvah rakikin lavia rakikin. Then the kmitza I do, then it's easy. Then the kmitza I did on the chalos is for the carbon that's made up exclusively of chalos, and the kmitza I do on the rakikin is made up for the carbon that's exclusively of rakikin. That would be easy, but the tonight goes on. If my carbon is supposed to be made up of half rikik and half chalos, then you have the right to make it tonight, to make a stipulation that the kmitza that you're doing on the chalos should cover half of the chalos and half of the rikikin. even though the kmitza is not done on the flour that makes the rikikin. You're doing the kmitza only on the chalos. And you say, the kmitza from your rikikin, lavia mechza rikikin, mechza chalos. And the kmitza that I do on the rikikin should cover half of the rikikin, half the chalos. Even though, again, it's not being done on that. It's being done purely on the rikikin. So, frankly, Gemara, v'abayi mikam etzchad kometz michalos umi rikikin, v'kometz michalos rikikin, rikikin achalos. But come on, how does that work? You need to do a single kmitza on, if you have a combination carbon that's made up of part chalos, part rikikin, you need to do a single kmitza on both chalos and rikikin. And you're doing two different kmitzas over here. So, shamin le Rabbi Shimon, damarin kometz v'al biyadu, meyach rav shem, yatsa. Rabbi Shimon holds that that's okay. Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to do two different kmitzas, one on the chalos, one on the rikikin, and the one on the chalos can cover both the chalos and the rikikin, the one on the rikikin can cover some of the rikikin, some of the chalos. Rabbi Shimon knows that that's not a problem. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.